Welcome to the Voice of Albertans with Disabilities podcast for April 2024. I'm Teresa Makravich, your host and VADS Program and Services Manager. Thanks for joining us today. Voice of Albertans with Disabilities gratefully acknowledges that what we call Alberta is a traditional and ancestral territories and gathering place for the diverse Indigenous peoples whose histories, languages, and cultures continue to influence our vibrant communities. We make this acknowledgement as an act of reconciliation and gratitude to the many First Nations, Métis settlements, and the six regions of the Métis Nations of Alberta and Inuit who have lived in and cared for these lands for generations. Hi, hi. VADS has been talking with local agencies to learn about the resources that are available to the disability community. In today's podcast, I'll be talking to Lee from Plan Edmonton. At Plan Edmonton, they guide individuals and their families through the process of developing a personal network to support loved ones now and well into the future. Thank you, Lee, for coming to our podcast to discuss your experiences with Plan Edmonton today. Together, we hold the power. So, welcome. Can you tell us a bit about yourself, Lee?
Let's see, in a nutshell, my name is Lee. I almost forget how old I am sometimes. I'm 52 years old. I don't even know how many years now I've been involved with Plan Edmonton, but it has definitely made me feel pretty good being involved with these characters.
Nice. What are some of your interests?
Let's see. One interest is I love coffee. My interests would be music, helping people, and so I write, I sing and I write songs. I sing nice. Song and spoken word, and I'm definitely very volunteer orientated.
Perfect. That sounds like you do a lot of stuff to keep yourself busy. One of the questions I have is, what does Plan Edmonton do for you?
What does Plan Edmonton do for me?
Yeah.
It gets me out into the community.
And how does that work? Do you meet with people? Do you go to group events? Like, what does Plan do that gets
yes,
you involved?
Yes, I do. I meet with people and go to group events.
Awesome. Can you share some experiences that you've had since you started to be a focus person for getting facilitation from Plan?
I get out and I simply put, just like as you mentioned, I meet people, so it broadens my horizon.
Okay. And what are some of the things that you do when you go out? Like, do you go karaokeing or... What kind of events does Plan have?
I go to karaoke. I sing. It gives me, like exactly as you mentioned, it gives me the ability to meet people, to broaden my horizon. And let's connect. That is something that I can't really honestly describe like how warm it makes me feel inside. Ever since getting involved with Plan Edmonton, but Let's Connect is something that is very sweet. And what do they call me?
What do they call you at Let's Connect?
The Jenga King. Oh yeah, that's right, the Jenga King, because I sort of pushed the, like for that Jenga game, I sort of make it as tall as I can.
Nice.
And even though some people distract me, I'm not pointing at anybody in particular.
That's wonderful. So you play a lot of Jenga?
I played it a couple times and... It's fun. I like doing things like that. Oh yeah, I guess I should mention the recording studio, because after all, I am a musician of sorts. I'm a spoken word and sung song musician. So I started getting the recording process on the way. I'm working towards recording an album.
Nice.
And then once that is done, then I have a family member that will work with me in order to put it online, so maybe I can start selling CDs. But thing is, now when I do record my album, 50% of the proceeds will be going towards, first off and foremost, the school lunch program.
Nice. Good idea. If someone was thinking of becoming involved with PLAN, what would you tell them? Is it a good thing to do? You recommend it?
Yes, I definitely do recommend it.
Awesome. And what would you tell them about getting involved? What would they need to do?
Getting involved, what they would need to do, they would need to get in contact with PLAN Edmonton. And then everything would be set up from there.
Perfect. And so to get a hold of PLAN Edmonton, do you get a hold of Jamie? Is that who you talk with?
Yes, that's for sure. You talk to Jamie Gore.
Perfect. And Jamie's number is 780-488-2422 for anybody looking to get a hold of her.
Yes.
If you had a time machine and could achieve all of your dreams that PLAN could help you with, what would that look like?
That's a tough one. Let's see, my music is the most important thing to me. And honestly, my music and to meet people and just get, I'm very, very active. So that's basically the two utmost important things in my life.
Wonderful. So you would think if PLAN had a time machine, they would help you get your music onto CDs and out to the community?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, ma'am, now I feel old. What about spending time with friends and running errands? Do you do that kind of stuff? I've got a note here that says to ask you about a bottle run.
Yeah, I do. Now I just have so many things on the go, so I'm going to have to get even with that, Jamie, for that. Yeah, I try and save bottles when I have chance.
So your music, getting out and seeing people, a bottle run when you can. What about loneliness?
Oh,
how
yeah.
How has PLAN helped with loneliness?
Well, being that I spend a lot of time alone, so I do what I can in order to cope with loneliness. The only reason why I'm so lonely is because I'm still single.
I don't think PLAN's going to hook you up with anyone for a marriage, but you might meet somebody. I hear you have a big heart.
Oh, dang. I thought I was heartless. No fair. You had to throw in that. You had to throw a dirty play.
I did. I hear you have a big heart and you want more friends that you can give back to in the community with.
Yes, that is for sure.
And how would you see that playing out?
Getting out and meeting people.
Getting out and meeting people? What about work?
I would definitely like to get out in the community hopefully making a living, like, besides age.
And are you looking for something that has to do with your music?
Okay, quit busting me. You're through. I'm going to get even with you because of that.
That was just a genuine question.
Yes.
Tell me about your facilitator.
Let's see. What can I say about this brat sitting beside me?
What's her name?
Her name is Judy.
Awesome. And how long has Judy been your facilitator?
Probably about 6 months.
Do you have any comments, Judy, that you want to say about PLAN?
I think it's a great organization for helping people to network, for helping them to get out into the community, meet other people, connecting them with some of the things that they really like. For Lee, it is karaoke and doing the music studio, meeting people through Let's Connect. Had a great time doing karaoke. He really likes the old classic rock and roll. That's a lot of fun. I think it's definitely something that I think that people who want to get their family members connected, it's a great thing for them.
Awesome.
Well, like there is, of course, through trials and tribulations, there's been good times and bad times, but I have no qualms recommending Planned Edmonton.
Is there anything else that you would like to say today?
No, I think it's a wonderful organization, and Jamie definitely has the heart and the passion for it. I would recommend that people get in contact with her and find out more.
Perfect. We heard from Lee earlier, and now we'll be talking to Julia from Planned Edmonton. At Planned Edmonton, they guide individuals and their families through the process of developing a personal network to support loved ones now and well into the future. I want to thank Julia for coming to the podcast to discuss her experience with Planned Edmonton. Welcome, Julia. Can you please tell us a little bit about yourself, your family, and your daughter?
Okay. I was born in New Westminster in British Columbia, and I lived in Burnaby until I was about 12 years old, and then our family moved to Hamilton, Ontario, and then to Montreal, Quebec. I studied at Carleton University in Ottawa. I got my bachelor's in English literature, so I never worked really with my degree. I worked with the typing that I learned in grade 11. I married Donald Flummerfeld in 1972 and worked in a number of offices while he was in university. And then I became a clergy wife. He's a pastor and a stay-at-home mom. I have three children. We have three children, Joshua, Joseph, and Bethany. I've always worked at home, but I was for 7 years a teacher's assistant at a developmental preschool where Bethany had gone. And after she graduated, they hired me to work with preparing disabled children for kindergarten, really. I was always, while Bethany was with us, she was with us till she was 19. I was always involved in the disability community. I was on a number of boards, and especially I was involved with the People First movement in BC and also in the Northwest Territories. We were stationed mostly in the Fraser Valley and in Edmonton and in the Northwest Territories. And we were 20 years in the Northwest Territories. That was our true career, being missionaries up there in the North. So that's me, pretty much. Bethany, she was born in Quebec in 1982. She was born with a heart condition known as tetralogy of Fallot. So she was very, very tiny and had to have a lot of fat in her diet to get up to 20 pounds so she could have her heart repaired. And she finally made it at 3.5 years of age.
Wow.
So I worked with her infant stimulation workers at home for, I guess, 5 years. And that was in Quebec and in BC. That was what led me to the work at the developmental preschool, because I loved working with Bethany to teach her how to crawl, how to sit up, how to roll over, everything. It was just wonderful. So then Bethany went to school. She was the first kid integrated in a regular classroom in her school in Agassiz and Harrison Hot Springs. She was blessed because there was a forward-looking principal in another school in that region who convinced the Minister of Education to integrate Bethany, so she wasn't separated from the rest of the school body. She had her own aide. She learned to read. She did very well. All through elementary school and junior high, she had a circle of friends, and we had a respite program. She graduated from grade 12 in Yellowknife, and that year she was also Athlete of the Year in Special Olympics. 20 years ago, she joined L'Arche Edmonton and began work at the Wow Factor wholesale dessert factory. She's very happy in those areas. Her favorite things are really going out to eat and road trips. She would travel anywhere. She's just a really good traveler. And she comes and visits us here in our apartment. We're only 10 minutes away on foot. So she comes here every second weekend, stays in our hotel. So that's us. Anything else you want to know?
No, that's wonderful. How old is Bethany now?
42.
Oh, wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So when did you first discover PLAN and specifically PLAN Edmonton?
The first contact was in Vancouver. I'm not sure. I don't remember who suggested it, but we attended what was called a wills and estates seminar that PLAN still puts on. That's their first point of contact for a lot of people who are wondering how they're going to provide for their child when they pass away. So that's what we did. And it helped us to create a will that included, made sure she was looked after. But, and we stayed involved at meetings and events. That was the sort of pioneer PLAN. It was Al Atmansky and his wife, Vicky Kamek. They were in that group, and they really were pioneers in this whole idea of the disabled person living in community with the support around them so that they didn't have to be institutionalized or... And the parents didn't have to worry about what they would do when they had passed away. So we lost contact for a while in Northwest Territories, but we did host Al and Vicky to come up and talk to the Council of Persons with Disabilities, who where I was a board member, and we toured them around. It was a very good experience. I don't know if they followed up on having PLAN in the Northwest Territories, but they were certainly interested. Then we came to Edmonton in 1996. It was before we actually went to the Arctic. We went to the Arctic from Edmonton. We connected to PLAN Edmonton and joined as a member. So that was when we met PLAN Edmonton. We looked it up because we knew about PLAN. Yeah.
Nice. What is your experience since you decided to become a family in PLAN Edmonton?
Well, it's been a good experience overall. It's been a lot of ups and downs. It's very, very difficult. Well, not very, very difficult. It seems difficult to me to really encourage people in the community to make a commitment to our kids. With, you know, it's not a professional relationship. It's not a staff. It's a purely voluntary, and it takes a very special person to commit. That's outside of the family, but they just work at it very hard, and it takes a long time. And we realize that, you know, especially with us, because we've moved around so much, it's been hard to actually form a consistent support circle, but we still work on it all the time. Communication between PLAN and L'Arche was difficult at first. They didn't really get it, why Bethany would want other people involved in her life besides them, because L'Arche is very, very community centered, and they do a lot of things together, and they do things as a house. They have a sort of a unique relationship between their assistants and the core members. And so it took them a while to really get it, and then there were facilitators who were wonderful people, and they did a lot of things with Beth, but they didn't really get the goal of PLAN, which was to connect to the greater community and get this circle or built around the person. It's gotten better and better. We've had several facilitators. Some just didn't, one or two just couldn't handle the commitment, because it's with a person with disabilities, you have to mean what you say and say what you mean. You have to show up when you say you're going to show up. And it's hard when people are working and other family commitments, but we have a really good facilitator right now. She's about to retire as a teaching aide in the Catholic School Board. She gets it completely about the community connections. She's a real good communicator, and she's not only bonded with Beth, but the house really welcomes her, because she comes in and organizes parties and things and includes everybody and brings the food and everything. And it's just been a wonderful relationship so far. One of the things that PLAN offers is called a PATH. It's a sort of a seminar where where the core person, the focus person, is in the center, and they do a big diagram of all the things that they would like to see in their life. Beth's had two or three of these through plan at various stages, like 16 and 21. Now she's just had another one. Janet, her facilitator, really remembers. It's all written down on a big diagram to make sure she follows up on all the wishes that Beth expressed in that process. Last time we did it, we sort of realized that at 42, Beth has sort of settled in what she wants for her life. She's very content. She wants to work. She wants to go on road trips. She wants to be with anybody, everybody. She just loves being, out having, she doesn't like big crowds, but she likes small dinners and going for coffee and picnics and things like that. Her facility tries to make these wishes happen, keep expanding the connections with the community. And we were really happy because the last time Beth had a birthday party, she wanted this waitress from one of the restaurants that we frequent on Sundays to come to her birthday party. And you know, this person is wonderful. We love her very much. But I think, you know, it's never happened before that one of these people has actually wanted to come into Beth's house and, you know, interact with all her cohorts and everything. But this lady came, she had a blast, she was just fit in perfectly, and it was really good for her to see Beth's life outside of, you know, the contact in the restaurant. So that's the kind of thing that plan really focuses on, trying to increase those kind of experiences. So that's my experience with plan.
That's awesome. Have there been any challenges when facilitation didn't work, and how are things going now?
Well, I think that's what I was answering. Yes, the communication was hard at first because the LARCH assistants are very young and they come and go. They come from all over the world. Sometimes they don't speak English very well. Communication, so we all know what's going on. And it's not sprung on people all without. So that was a challenge. And then for plan itself, for us to try and communicate to facilitators, because these are volunteers who usually work, you know, they don't have tons of free time, but to try and get them that it's not them spending a lot of time with Bethany that's as important as them finding other people who want to be in a part of Bethany's life. So that has improved over the years. And as I say, the one she has now is a crackerjack. I hope she lives forever.
If you could have one wish for the long-term future, how could plan continue to be in Bethany's life or impact her lifelong into the future?
Well, as we get older and more limited, like we don't have a car anymore, and that is a significant barrier to road trips. It's not easy for us to go on buses and planes anymore. My husband has trouble walking long distances and it's just takes a lot of planning to get the three of us anywhere in particular without a car. So I would like to see more people involved in those big things like traveling. And I don't think there's really much new that Bethany, we made a lot of suggestions during her path about maybe things that she could try, but she wasn't really keen. She's really keen on doing more of what she really likes. And that's fine. It's just, she's still young and she's young at heart. So, and she's pretty healthy for someone with such a bad heart. She's had two open heart surgeries and pacemaker and a valve replacement and all kinds of things. But she's really very active and keen on life. So I just want to see those aspirations of hers fulfilled by people like the plan people and those they can bring into Beth's life when we're not around so much.
What is something interesting about Bethany and plan that you would tell everybody interested in plan Edmonton?
What would I tell them about plan? That they work very hard on their goal and they try and keep their goal first and foremost, because I've noticed with some facilitators, they can get into they just don't do that a lot. They might do a lot of stuff with Beth, but they don't really work on building that network. And that's and plan is about having a safe and secure future when you're no longer around. It's basically it. We've enjoyed being members while we're still relatively young and healthy. We're both in our 70s now. Your disabled person living an active and fulfilling life when you're not around. That's what plan is all about. And I tell them that.
That's a great explanation. Okay, well, thank you for joining VAD's podcast today. Plan Edmonton's support of the community is of value to all. And I just want to ask, is there anything else you would like to say that I haven't asked you?
No, but I guess I could say that having a person in your family with disabilities introduces you to a lot of wonderful people that you would never have met otherwise. And I value that so much. It's been a great gift, and plan's no different. They're great people.
That's wonderful. Once again, Plan Edmonton can be reached through Jamie Gore, the network coordinator, at 780-488-2422.
So thank you again for joining DVAD's podcast today. Voice of Albertans with Disabilities is a cross-disability nonprofit organization of and for people with disabilities. We are guided by the principles of accessibility, equity, and inclusion. Learn about VAD on our website at vadsociety.ca or call us at the office at 780-488-9088 for more information. If you have a topic you would like to hear about in a podcast, please email myself, Teresa, at vad@vadsociety.ca with topic ideas, speaker suggestions, or your feedback. Signing off for today, together we hold the power.